You're on a George Strait kick again. You about every 3 months you get on this straight kick.
This morning I woke up to there's a difference between living and living well.
Are you scared straight?
Yeah. Well, get stars on the water. Something a little more peppier than give it away. Give me stars on the water for an exit.
Okay.
Or right. With this kind of weather, they call me the fireman.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's see. On the line, longest, Steve in Santan Valley. Welcome to the program, sir. How may we help you?
Hey, gentlemen. I have most of my plants in pots, cacti, succulents, things like that. And I'm listening to your watering cycles, and currently I have them on a couple of different tracks. You know, one set is on every 4 days, the other every 8 days, depending on the type of cacti it is, for about 15 minutes each. And I'm hearing watering cycles much higher than what I would have thought, you know, in an hour or whatever. But, you know, they're like 3 or 4 gallon sizes of pots. So what's your opinion about the amount of time and frequency I need for this?
Well, cactus and succulents is a whole other issue compared to what we've been talking about. I've got a few cactus and succulents in pots. I hand water my pots. They're not on an irrigation system. Even in the hottest weather, I kind of water them when I remember. You know, no more than once a week for most of those. Once every couple of weeks, just a good drink. Yeah, you're way probably over watering those if you're watering them a couple times a week with for 30 minutes with a dripper, I would guess. So, can back way off on those for sure.
We appreciate the call, unless it's something really exotic or tropical.
Well, succulents is a big category, and there's some succulents that actually just don't do well here at all because they don't like the heat, believe it or not. People see these things in magazines, and they see succulents, and they think, oh, they're drought tolerant. Well, they are drought tolerant, but they're drought tolerant if they're on the beach in San Diego, you know, and it's 75 degrees and overcast half the day. And they never need any water. In Phoenix, Arizona, a lot of those succulents will only grow in the shade. They still don't want much water, but you can't put them out in full sun either. So cacti, on the other hand, just don't need hardly any water, and they do very well in pots. And they're a great item to put in a pot that's in a bad spot or you don't have a hard time getting water to it. You know, once every week or two in the summer is probably fine.
There's a book called Getting Potted in the Desert, and this woman, Marilyn, she used to live in Tucson. She has since moved to Hawaii, as I understand. But
she got tired of the desert.
She got tired of her succulents and her pots. But she wrote, and a lot of people that have read it, it's a very well-written book for anybody that wants to do potted gardening in the desert for all types of varieties, plants, succulents, trees.
Cool.
That might be something worth grabbing and browsing through and keeping on your bookshelf for a reference. Let's see. Ryan's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Welcome to from Surprise, Arizona.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing this morning?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. I have a sisu tree that I had to cut down, and it has been a nightmare ever since, just with the roots offshooting, and I don't know what to do about it. I want them out of my yard.
The plight of cutting a sisu down, they're great till you cut them down, and then they don't want to ever stop. So there's a number of different concoctions I heard of. One of the best is just to make a fresh cut wherever you got sprouts coming up, take full strength, undiluted commercial glyphosate Roundup, like the 41% strength stuff. Do not dilute it and apply it to the freshly cut stump or stem, whatever's left of whatever you're cutting up. And keep doing that. Every time you cut, put that on it. Cut, put that on it while it's fresh and green and absorbent. And eventually, you'll get them, but it may take some work. If you're going to cut a sisu down, you want to do that right away on the main trunk, and that generally will stop them. It might even be worth getting in touch with John Eisenhower, one of our tree guys. They have, I think, a combination of things that they put on those that I think has been pretty effective. But they have some defense mechanism. When you try and cut one down, they don't want to die. They come back like crazy all over the place. So,
and if you go to John's website, itreeservice.com, he has article on there.
There you
specifically
go.
On managing sisu. I've been to Arizona Community Tree Council banquets and their annual conference and overheard guys talking about not even taking sisu work because they can't guarantee it. They
right.
can't.
Yeah.
It's nothing but
just
tall
don't cut
backs.
Them down. Don't cut it down. Let it don't cut it down. Leave it alone.
they pass that job down the road. It's so like you said, just don't cut it down. Yeah. Or be ready as soon as you do to hit that.
Right.
Now, what would be a good alternative? I understand why they became so popular so fast.
Fast growing, get big, lots of shade, don't need much water, don't have a lot of problems with them, except when you go to cut it down. Live oak, great tree, Chinese pistache, the red push pistache.
I'm really liking those. I've got three on the west side of our arena. Yeah.
They're slower growing. Evergreen elm, the Chinese elm. That's a great tree. Hard to beat.
Mr. Harper, we appreciate your time this Saturday morning.
Glad to be back.
Good luck with the artificial grass install. We'll have to get some pictures when
pictures.
You're all done.
You got it.
There's my stars on the water. Thank you, Gary.